Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time. Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. Now, according to a report, it's estimated that 60,000 jobs will be shed in banks around the world this year as banks face intense competition with fintech startups in a low interest rate environment. UOB employees or United Overseas Bank employees might have one less thing to worry about, however. Just last month, UOB launched a learning and development program to prepare its 26,000 employees for digital future.
Well, we speak to Dean Tong, head of group human resources at UOB, on how he plans to train their staff in light of global retrenchments in the financial services sector. Well, Dean, welcome to the show. With technology set to disrupt industries, finance professionals need new skills as their jobs evolve. What are some of the areas in the finance sector that are in need of transformation right now?
Well, thank you for having me. What we are seeing in the financial service industries are happening all around us, and it's not all bad news. But first, with some stats, IBF and MAS came out with a report earlier this year that suggested that one in three jobs will be impacted by these changes.
In the financial services only or overall?
This study is only in the financial services.
Okay.
So it is being indicated that one in three jobs will be impacted.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean the job goes away. Some of the jobs might be merged. Mm-hmm. Others might actually change in nature. And when you actually look at some of these stats, and if I were to look back at UOB today, we are beginning to see some of those. Because financial services is a regulated industry, so some of these changes are actually coming in a little bit slower than the rest of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, I think we need to be assured that these changes are actually happening and we need to be prepared for that. So jobs that are typically being affected are jobs which you can replace with an algorithm.
Hmm.
So be it something as close to an operations or even in terms of market trading,
mm-hmm.
where you can actually have an algorithm to actually take over human interactions that actually can be replaced. So I always tell the employees that, if we work like a machine, then we'll be replaced by a machine.
So the UOB initiative, Better You, is coming at a time when the global banking industry is undergoing a massive change. We talked about 60,000 jobs to be shed in banks around the world, facing intense competition from fintech startups as well. How challenging is this, though, from a human resource perspective, Dean?
The biggest challenge, and this is something that many of the other banks are facing as well, is where do you start? And the reason for that is because while for some of the jobs it's quite clear how it will evolve, but for majority of the jobs, actually, we have no idea in terms of what shape and size it will take and when that change will happen.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, many organizations actually put off the effort to actually reskill because simply you do not know. And from an employee standpoint,
wait for what though?
More
wait
certainty.
And see.
More certainty.
More certainty
okay.
of what to train them towards.
Okay.
Right, because there are some uncertainty there. And then if you put yourself in an employee's shoes, right, if you need to invest your time to train yourself, you want to be sure that that time is actually well spent into something that will actually bear fruit sometime in the future. So with that two forces at play, many organizations are just simply stuck.
Mm.
The approach that we took at UOB, and this is where the Better You program comes in, is that unlike other programs that are out there, we actually start off with the soft skills.
Mm.
Because what we believe is that fundamentally, what we need to train our employees is to be adaptable.
Mm.
And to be adaptable is to enhance ourselves in those soft skills aspects. If I just give you some examples of what we actually train within soft skills itself, we focus on five areas. The very first one is on growth mindset. Many people actually think that they might be too old to learn. We're challenging this mindset. You say,
okay.
This is actually a fallacy. In fact, moving forward, we actually need to adopt a continuous learning philosophy.
Mm.
No matter how old, how young you are, learning is something that we need to continuously to have.
Mm.
And that is where you actually make yourself more adaptable.
Mm.
The second area is on digital awareness. So you need to know what's actually shaping the industry around us and how that will actually impact the job and how you might apply technology in what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Mm.
Right? The third area is on a human-centered design, is to help us think about anything that we design, starting from the consumer or the employee's perspective,
sure.
that is thinking from a human standpoint, and this is something that machine cannot replace. Then we have complex problem solving. So simple problem solving can be replaced by computer, but when the parameters are actually unknown, and this you actually need a human to make a judgment, and this is where, again, something that can be trained. And last but not least, what we offer is data storytelling. How do you pull it together to influence someone through storytelling?
Yeah.
So these are the five areas. Think of it as seeding. We will not convert someone to become professional in these five areas in a 12-week period. But what we do is that we provide that starting point to seed these skills so that they can continue to develop over time.
Right. Mm. If I may, though, some of the trainers we've talked to have talked about how some of these skills may not be teachable. If it's not innate, for example, resilience. I don't know if I'm resilient unless I put in a particular situation and experience it for myself. How does it work then at the Better You program?
This is precisely what the growth mindset competency will need to address. That thinking...
Oh, so mine is a non-growth mindset right now, is it, Dean?
Okay. But that mindset can be changed.
Right.
So what we do in this 12-week course is actually an interesting combination of in classroom as well as e-learning. So the very first course itself is in person, in classroom. During this first course itself, we do only one thing, which is on growth mindset. It's an experiential learning, if you will. They will come in, they will experience, we will take them through a process where they will self-discover that they can learn. At the end of the day, we will actually put them through an e-learning, but in the classroom itself. So one of the biggest challenge in adoption of e-learning is technology. And for many people, the technology is still something very uncomfortable. The first thing you come across, you know, even when you come across a problem with technology, you might just stop the process and not proceed forward. So what we do in that second half of the one-day training, in-classroom training, is that we'll actually set them up on their phone or on their iPad, and we'll go troubleshoot with them if they have any technology problem. And they'll go through the first module in the classroom itself. So afterwards, once they have experienced it, they'll have more confidence and they'll have the technology set up on the phone to actually take them on for the 12 weeks after that.
Wow. Okay.
Well, what the bank does in addition is that we actually dangle a carrot at the end of the 12-week program.
Okay. Oh, money.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're giving them back 1 day of annual leave.
Excellent.
For going through the program and having passed through all the assessments.
Oh, amen. Excellent. I'm motivated. I'm going.
Excellent. Okay, the Better You program, Dean, is also said to be the first training initiative that covers, as you correctly mentioned, soft skills as well as digital and data skills as well, to receive accreditation by the Institute of Banking and Finance Singapore, the IBF. Can you tell us a bit more about that as well?
Yeah, sure. Well, having the accreditation by IBF is a testament that the program has actually gone through the rigor of thinking to prepare our employee for the future. What we do with the program, as I said, the 12-week is merely a seeding phase.
By no means exhaustive, right?
By no means exhaustive. But after the 12 weeks, for the employees that have actually completed the 12 weeks successfully, they're eligible to deep dive into a couple of technical tracks that we have created. The first two technical tracks that we have created are in the areas of data analytics as well as project management. And we're working with universities to set up these programs in a stackable manner, meaning that they can actually start off with one or two courses and that can eventually lead to a certification. After the certificate, they can actually take on additional courses to get them to a diploma and finally to a degree and even to a master's degree. And the bank is prepared to finance them now, if they successfully complete each stage of this program.
It's time for us to go. No, we can't say that. Go work for UOB. Dean Tong is Head of Group Human Resources at UOB. Dean, talk to us about how uncertainty has stopped a lot of companies from getting their employees reskilled, and they're not sure what to go learn, et cetera, right? So talk to us about the Better You training program and the sorts of skills that you're imparting into employees that will help them in this uncertainty. So we have talked about the adaptability, the resilience, etc. What about the tech skills because of the emerging new technologies that people still feel they need to have some kind of hard skills to be able to face the future?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I would argue that the soft skills are even more important as a starting point.
Because that will help you to...
Exactly. You know, that builds that foundation for you then to build on the technical skills. Because for many of the technical skills, they are evolving as well. So today, you know, we talk about Python as one of the languages that you actually learn. but this will actually change very quickly. I remember many years ago, I was actually learning programming in COBOL. And
okay.
No one uses COBOL
anymore.
Okay. Right? So the world is evolving very fast. But it is the soft skills that is actually there for the long period of time. And the more senior you go, the more important some of these soft skills will become. So it is very much a foundation that applicable across the entire organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, the modules of the course we know were designed to be an interactive and engaging learning experience. I mean, most importantly, almost all the modules are conducted digitally. We're here to ensure that employees can learn at their own convenience as well. How important is it to make reskilling and upgrading convenient or accessible to employees?
It makes us sound so lazy. I don't want to do if it's not convenient or accessible.
No, extremely important. I mean, this is exactly what I refer to as one of the challenges that as an individual we face today in terms of a reskilling. So if you look at someone who have just graduated from university, your priority actually changes immediately once you start work because there's a lot of assignments that are given to you on a day-to-day basis. And after work, you go back, if you are if you have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend, there's someone that you have to attend to. If you're married, you have your spouse, then your children, plus in-laws, sometimes that comes into play as well.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, priority for reskilling of oneself actually gets dropped into the very bottom of it. So if we want to address the reskilling, we have to address what are some of the key pain points that an individual faces. One is that the awareness that things are changing very quickly around us. So this is through the one-day classroom that I mentioned about really bringing across the growth mindset.
Mm.
Secondly, it's about the ability to do so in a convenient way. So by providing this on an e-platform, we allow employees to learn anywhere, anytime. Myself, for example, I will actually listen to it every time on the train so that this becomes a continuous habit that we build. And finally, overcoming the technology barrier, as I mentioned.
Mm.
Just want to make sure that people who maybe not be comfortable with technology today can use technology to help them reskill. The whole effort here is about building a new habit.
Mm-hmm.
In behavioral science, if you repeat a certain action 21 times in a row, it becomes a habit. So this program is designed in a way where over a period of 12 weeks, you're going to repeat the same action over and over. And hopefully by the end of the 12 weeks, we no longer need to actually ask employees to learn. They will actually pick up and learn themselves.
Shouldn't it be 21 weeks, though, then, Dean? No. Let's start with 12 weeks.
21 days is what science suggests.
Okay. UOB, though, has long-term commitment to their employees' professional growth, Dean?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about them.
If you look at Better You, this is a program where the ROI, the return on investment, is not immediate.
Yeah.
Training on soft skills, you will not likely see an immediate return by the end of the 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a long-term view on what we are doing. We know that we have to invest, even if the employee choose not to stay with us after they have actually gone through the retraining, because we simply have no choice. For the bank, also for the society.
Also sort of no bond onto the employee to go through the, okay.
Yeah, so that is the philosophy that the group is taking, right? And we need to do what's right by the employee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dean Tong, Head of Group Human Resources at UOB, joining us today. Dean, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.